You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I said I wasn't going to talk about the Jets again after the Black Friday disaster. Here I am every time I think I'm out.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Eventually stays like a before.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Zach Wilson is back. Not just back. He's a starter for the rest of the season.
Today's guests: Colorado football recruit Jordan Seaton, Timberwolves point guard Mike Conley, actor David Oyelowo. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's true. I'm here, and hopefully you're there. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Tons of phone calls to be taken in this hour, and we are thrilled to be here on the Roku channel live, as well as this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey. That's live. We have our podcast listeners we say hello to whenever you want to listen to this. We appreciate that, and we appreciate the follow right there. We kick off hour number two with an individual I have not met before, and I am thrilled to have right here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh from the IMG Academy in Washington, D.C., a five-star recruit. One of the top linemen available, if not the top lineman, based on many of those who measure such things in college football. He has just committed to Deion Sanders, Colorado Buffaloes. Please welcome to our program, Jordan Seaton. Good to see you, Jordan. How are you?
Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you for
being good.
That's good. No, it's okay. You guys can clap. It's all right. We got people here. I agree. That's a very clappable moment. You know, and here's what I'd like to do to start this interview, if you don't mind. You know, I've got my own... You know, gear. Do you have your own gear?
I got mine in the back.
Okay, go get it in the back. Go get
twins?
It in the back.
Twins? Twins?
I think we should be twins.
Let's do it.
And I have this straight from, you know, the man himself. Hold on a minute. I got my blenders. Hold on. Here we go. You tell me how this works. You tell me if I look like a Colorado Buffalo.
Let's see. Oh, you buff down, baby. Who is buff down?
There's my camera right there. What do you think?
Changes the person.
Is that right? Like, to you, like, 1 second I was... somebody, now I'm transformed.
Just Rich Eisen the Buffalo.
That's right. Okay, come on in. You can just walk in there. Here we go. Hand it off. Here we go. Let's see if it transforms you. That's your camera right there. You want to look straight into it. Put him on.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Now we cooking.
Now we cooking.
Now we cooking.
Well, we coming.
We are coming.
We're here.
We're here.
Okay. I think we should. Should we conduct the interview like this, or what we should?
I mean, we can just.
Let's try the first half of it.
Yeah.
Okay. How you doing?
Chill.
I'm fine.
It's a good day.
Why did you choose Colorado?
I chose Colorado just because of, you know, the opportunities that they have there. I didn't want to go somewhere and just be another guy. I wanted to, you know, make history and start from the ground up. Because, you know, like your mother's cooking, start from scratch. Best ever. You start from scratch. You do it good. You know, it comes to something. Now it becomes a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So... you got to start somewhere, though.
And obviously, Colorado had some heat on it this year.
They did.
Did you attend any of the games? Which games did
yes.
you? Where'd you go?
There twice, but my personal favorite game was Colorado against Colorado State.
You were there for that?
Yes.
That was quite a night.
Yeah, lasted all night. Lasted all night.
So what was your impression? So you're from Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah.
You're from the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
So what was your impression of going into the Rocky Mountains? You're there, you know, and Boulder, and it's all on. What was your impression of that night?
Beautiful. If you've never been there, you got to get there. I went to the top of the mountains, got to see the view of the city, got to see the facilities, got to see everything. Denver is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Other people may say it's not, but for me, it's a beautiful day. You get the wind with a cool 60s, 70s breeze.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it does get a little cold.
Oh yeah, it definitely gets cold.
But it's a dry cold, right?
Yes.
That's what they say. Okay, very good. So you were there that night, and what a night that was. I mean, from this is where these were born that week, right?
Yes, sir.
And then, and so then you saw the crowd, you saw the game, you saw obviously Colorado have its hands full in a way that a lot of people weren't expecting. You saw them get through it. You saw Travis Hunter get hurt as well. What was your impression by the end of the night? Did you know that that was the spot for you at that point in time?
Not at that point in time, but when I was on my visit, I kind of said, I could see myself here. I see what Prime's doing. He just needs a couple more guys because it's a team. It takes 11 guys. Every person got to do their job. So he's on a good track to where he's going right now.
Of course, no doubt about that. Oh, look, he's wearing the same glasses too. Right there. So what is it like being recruited by Deion Sanders?
Blessing. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, everybody knows his background.
Yes.
Being recruited like that, it definitely takes a lot of hard work. They're going to say he's not going to look at you if you weren't good, you know? So being recruited by somebody like him, hey, man, it's just a blessing to be able to get coached by him and – Hey, man.
What does he say to you? Like, what? Give me some of his lines that he was saying to you. And when I say lines, obviously that sounds infused, like that he doesn't mean it. That he's got, but he's got lines for days.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I've, you know, I know him for a long time.
Yeah.
I worked with him for a very long time. I was around him for a very long time, and he's got a unique way of expressing himself, as well as putting things in perspective in the shortest amount of words.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what he would say to
what I
say
find most interesting about that, he'll tell you something real through a joke. Like, he'll just be like, what up, baby? You got to do this. You got to do that. I'll be like, and then he'll make it something funny, and I'll be like, all right, I get where you're going. So I feel like just him being able to relate to the player and that makes everything easier. You know, some people can't. If you can't relate to somebody, you can't get your message across.
Okay. I've got Jordan Seedy here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. This may be the oldest thing I've ever said to somebody of your age, but I got to take these off so I can actually see.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No.
Okay. Very good. Even though I look great in them.
Of course.
Okay. So when did you know you wanted to play football? When did that first start for you?
Jordan? It started about when I was about 8 years old, 9 years old. I started playing you start off flag football, started playing tackle.
Were you always big? Or did you have a growth spurt?
I was always chubby, fat.
Okay.
I was a chubby, fat guy. Around maybe 7th, 8th grade, I started to kind of, not slim down, but, you know, lessen the baby fat. And then 10th grade, 11th grade, I went from 350 to 290.
You went 60 pounds the other way?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you are, what, two?
I'm 295 right now.
295.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your forte? What is your?
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
So what I did.
What are you going to bring to Colorado?
Oh, what I'm going to bring?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to bring a guy who's motivated to win. You're going to get a guy that's going to do all he can do for the program and for that university. And a guy who's not going to let Shadur just get tackled and tumbled on and all type of craziness that will never happen again.
Okay. So I don't mean to put you in a position, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
You strike me as somebody who can handle the heat. You just said Shadur. Does that mean you're going to protect for him next year? Is that what you're saying? We're going to see him? Okay. All right. There you go. We're going to see Shadur. And you, he can use you. I mean, and I know you understand what you represent, right? Like in terms of who you are and what your standing is in the scouting community, that you chose Colorado is significant. I'm wondering if you can put that into words, that you know that, right?
Yes. I mean, the impact that I have is going to be a big impact. I'm going for the best of the best. The best of the best will come. Like I said, if you're a dog, you want to play for Prime. If you're not a dog, you're just not playing for Prime.
Okay. Who else did you consider?
I had Alabama, Ohio State, Florida, Tennessee, Oregon. You know, every school from the best from Bama to Harvard.
Okay. You know? So you were Harvard was recruiting?
Yeah, I had every school.
Okay.
Every offer.
How many offers did you have?
Stop counting after 50.
Who was the first? You stopped counting after 50?
Yeah.
I love this. You know, has Deion ever told you the story of his scouting combine? Did he tell you that
story?
No,
tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Okay. So he told this story about the scouting combine. Back in the day, you know, one day I'm knocking on, you know, plexiglass or whatever for you. You'll see this one day.
Yeah.
That nowadays they will, everyone's going to want to speak to you, right? In the same way that you stopped counting at 50. This is why it reminds me of this story. Every team's going to want to sit with you.
Yes.
Okay. So it's all going to be scheduled. Like, you're going to look down at a laminate. It's going to be hanging around your neck, and you'll see this team is going to be meeting with me here. This team will be meeting with me there. I got 10 minutes here. Then I go to this room. It's all scheduled.
Yes.
When Deion did it, though, it was a total free-for-all. It wasn't scheduled. Scouts from other teams would be standing there waiting for you to come out of a room of, say, the Steelers and pull you into their room. And you would just go from room to room to room. And there would be fights sometimes between coaches about, no, that's my guy. I got him now. And it was nuts. That's why there's now a laminate.
Yes.
That makes it nice and scheduled. So Deion would get pulled into a room, and he immediately asked, where are you picking? And if it was too low, he would walk out of the room. He would basically say, I think the Giants pulled him in and hand him like this thick book, you know, for a test. And he says, where are you picking? They're like fifth or sixth overall. And he goes, yeah, you don't have a chance at me any turn.
I'm not going to be there.
I'm not going to be
there. That's next level. I'll get there soon. That's next level.
That's Deion. Now, it's not true, though, that he ran his 40 and then left and got into a waiting car to go to the airport. That's like a fish story that's told all the time. But that's what it reminds me of when you're like, yeah, I stopped counting at 50. And Deion's like, well, you're not going to get
there.
And I would say to him, you know, like, well, maybe a team could trade up for you. You ever think of that? He goes, no, I didn't think that. So maybe you guys are two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod. I think that's what it is.
Yeah? That's what
prime
it is.
Prime and seat.
Prime and seat.
Yeah, prime and seat.
Why? You gave him top billing. It means you're smart. And then you chose him over Ohio State, which means you're really smart. I went to Michigan, by the way.
I mean,
did they recruit you, too?
They have. They did.
Okay.
But you still are.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you're at Prime now.
Oh, yeah, I'm with Prime, so
okay.
That's all the way out the
okay.
question.
Okay, so then what do you – give me your plan, your dream scenario here.
My dream scenario?
Yeah. Give me that. What do you got?
Bring in 15 to 25 elite guys, players, field-time guys. Big 12 championship. Shadera to win the Heisman, or somebody on my team to win the Heisman, on this team that I'm coming to.
Because you have protected or blown open the holes for him.
Yes.
Okay.
To run the ball for the most yards in the Big 12 league. Whatever there is in the Big 12, we will accomplish it. I'm going to start with Big 12 first, and then we will work up for a national championship.
And then next level.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a Washington fan or?
I'm actually a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh.
My mother's a Washington fan.
TJ Jefferson over your right shoulder.
I really liked you right off the bat.
You a Dallas fan? Man.
What?
How about them Cowboys, man?
Now, did that help that Deion played for the Cowboys too in this process at all or what? No?
I forgot about that. He did do that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Deion would tell you, too, he's a five-down player. First down, second down, third down on defense, fourth down on special teams, and he comes out and plays first down on offense. He was a five-down player, Deion would say.
Not many could do that.
No.
Not many could do that.
That is, you are not wrong. So, okay, so you're a Dallas fan in the Mid-Atlantic?
Yes.
That's lonely.
The story happened over Thanksgiving. My mother betted me. I had to clean the dishes if the Redskins won.
Okay.
But Dallas Cowboys won, so.
You just sat there and watched your mom clean the table? Is that what you did?
Loyalty.
I didn't watch her all the way. She looked at me. She looked at me like, you gonna make me clean these dishes. So I still had to clean, but the meal was perfect.
He held out as long as he could.
So funny. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. And where is mom? Where is she today?
Mom's working right now.
Where's she working?
Daycare.
Okay. Is that what she does for a living? Okay. Well, one day we can address that matter for sure for you. Congratulations. You know, you got a journey ahead of you. You got a lot of hard work, too.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's why Deion, I'm sure, and again, you're seeing right now with the transfer portal and all this stuff, and some kids have left Colorado, and, you know, and so folks are like, well, who's sticking around for Deion?
Yeah.
And then you show up. That is significant. Like, that's in the narrative of things. Your presence there is big.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then, you know, and what they can do with you is going to be pretty significant. So
yeah. I can see it.
You're just jumping out of your skin right now, it looks like.
I didn't get no sleep last night about it. I couldn't sleep. It was just like, I can't believe this is about to happen.
Right.
So,
okay.
Blessed to be in this favor.
Well, listen, congratulations to you on your decision. I look forward to seeing you do your thing. Thank you for being here. And, okay, let's do this one more time.
Twins.
Here we go, Twins. Oh, yeah. I agree. I agree.
That's the look.
That's it. That's it. Look at us in a blender right here. On the Rich Eisen Show, Jordan Seaton, everybody, the newest Colorado Buffalo, is here. Fun stuff. Hey, Prime, if you're out there watching, Con, everybody out there in Colorado Buffalo land, thanks for joining, sir. Oh, by the way, season 2 of Coach Prime, it airs tonight on Prime Video, right here on Roku.
Check it out. Check it out.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard, rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network is back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So I guess Shador's sticking.
I don't think that's a surprise, but
why would he not stay?
I don't know. The NFL beckons. Everybody's saying you start now and you get closer to that second contract, start the clock.
Also, you look how many injuries are in the NFL with quarterbacks these days. We're in the mid-50s now with starting quarterbacks this year. Why wouldn't Shador, Quinn Ewers? They could probably play right away, but I don't blame him for staying.
I'm not saying, by the way.
That's not official or anything. We're just...
You know, everybody thinks Deion's going to wind up in the NFL anyway, even though he said he has no interest in it. He told us to that himself. Let's just say Deion winds up in the NFL. What are the odds that he winds up playing for his father, though? Rare, right? So,
yeah, Doug Peterson.
You got a chance to play for your dad at least one more year,
yeah.
Right? I mean, talk about special.
Doug Peterson coached his son on last Thursday. It was the first time it happened in 100 years in the NFL.
Man.
Crazy. So, not common.
So, it was interesting meeting this young man. I love that. I stopped counting at 50. Then he said Michigan's still recruiting him. Right, because I mean, you know how it works. Remember Arch committed to Texas, and when we're like, let's get Sark on the program, And they're like, yeah, he cannot, he'll come on,
right,
but he cannot talk about Arch Manning until he signs.
Right.
So that's why you're not, trust me, season two of Coach Prime's tonight on Amazon Prime, right? Prime Video, it airs tonight. You saw Deion in Dallas last week. That was to help promote on Prime Video that night. And the, you know, the portal hadn't opened up yet. None of that stuff had opened up yet. So he went. If you notice, I don't think you see him anywhere today because there's nothing to talk about. He cannot talk about that young man that just walked out of here. Right. Now I can talk to him and put on the blenders. How'd I look? Seriously.
I mean,
don't answer that.
Those work for you. I'll answer it. You know, you can't say nothing negative about it.
When you say work for me, it blocks out the light? Or
no, I'm saying they work. Like, as a mean? Look, it worked for you.
Do you agree?
They do look good. However, that sweater combo is not great.
Well, I mean, are you saying Brunello and blenders don't mix?
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't say
Brunello,
that.
Brunello, is that the color?
No.
Oh.
This guy.
I don't.
Brunello Rich. Cuccinelli, Rich, sir.
I get everything for
everybody
free.
Everybody needs no to stand down.
That's that rich people stuff.
Brunello, like, yeah,
it is know, not.
Rich people stuff.
It's rich people stuff.
I get Nunello.
What does that mean?
Like, you get Nello.
Free Nello. He's Free Nello.
Free Nello. Yes, I like Free Nello.
I mean, come on. That's gangster right there.
If I could curse, I would. Great.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Leon in Traverse City, Michigan. Beautiful part of our country. What's up, Leon?
Hey, I was just calling in, and you know how they talk about how they have the thing for TV, how they're looking at it for the best way they look at it.
Oh, you're talking the college football playoff is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
So do you have your four for the NFL, Leon?
What's that?
Do you have your four for the NFL like we did in our one?
I do.
Okay. Do you want music, Leon, when you tell us the four?
Go ahead.
Okay. Leon accepts the music. All right, Leon, I'm going to walk you through it.
So what did he say? Where did he say no?
You have as your first seed in the NFL playoffs due to the Leon and Michigan committee. What do you have? Who's won?
San Francisco.
Okay. Number two, Leon and Michigan committee. What is next?
Philadelphia.
All right. The Eagles. Number three.
Because of the TV and the way they did it, they kind of like screwed over Florida. I'm going to go Dallas.
He's going.
Is that a great rematch?
Now you like Leon in Michigan, right?
I never disliked him.
Okay. That's true. The way I said it didn't set it up that way. My bad, TJ and Leon. I mean, all right. So your fourth is.
Would that be great for TV? A third rematch of that conference?
I agree. Everyone wants to see Philadelphia and the Eagles play and the Cowboys play each other like Sunday night. That's why NBC has it. What's the fourth one, Leon?
The fourth one, I would probably put in Baltimore. I just think at this point, with the way they do their stretch, that they do that, I think they're probably the one who has the greatest competition against San Francisco.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Leon, because that's the final game of Christmas night is Ravens and 49ers. Thanks for the call. Leon in Michigan. Leon in Traverse City, Michigan. Well done. Chiefs out. You had the Chiefs as the 2 seed. I had them as the 4.
They're out. See ya.
And they were out on both of your playoffs.
I didn't want to put them out. I just want to put that out there. But
you have to. You think the College Football Playoff Committee wanted Florida State out? Like they had it in for them?
They wanted the SEC.
No, they knew that they were finished either way in terms of being argued against the. Can you imagine if they had no SEC teams in? I mean, literally, would Feinbaum have led the charge? You know?
Feinbaum's
like Braveheart.
He's still getting chopped by Flair.
Coming up to the committee holding. Like Braveheart.
There's no holding.
No, they're not holding.
Let's go to Javi in Santa Ana, California. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
What's going on?
Well, first and foremost, the youngster that was just on with you guys, much respect to him. He held himself down very humbly, very respectful, and just he seems like he's got a big future ahead of him. That's the way Deion likes him.
He likes him humble with the dog in him. And, you know, obviously everybody thinks that he just wants glitz and glamour. He wants dogs, but he also wants kids who are not going to be afraid of the spotlight and have a good, humble sense about it. Because
you can tell he's got that humble confidence about him.
Oh, that's it.
Yep.
All right. So do you have a Final Four playoff, Javi and Santa Ana, California playoff committee? You've got one of those yourself?
I do, Rich. I have four. I can give you six if you want, but we can
Oh, no, sure. Oh, no, Javi. Let's, please, if you're offering six, I offer music. All right, here we go. Javi and
Santa. I will take it.
All right, here you go. Your top-ranked team in the NFL playoffs is?
Okay, number one, just like you guys were saying, you know, let's just get out of the way.
Okay.
Because right now they are the number one team. San Francisco 49ers, okay. Gotta give it up.
Okay. Number two?
I don't want to, but gotta give them their respect. I'm gonna start off with go to number four.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. All right.
Number four team, I'm gonna put the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. Eagles and then because the Niners again.
They beat the Chiefs, but they will lose on Sunday.
Okay. What do you, are you, I think I'm picking up. Are you a Cowboy fan, Javi?
Quite possibly so.
All right. I'm connecting dots. I'm a doc. I'm a professional dot connector. All right. So
you're there for a reason, sir.
Thank you, sir. You want to go two now? You want to go two? What do you want to go here?
Three.
You went from one to four. So what do you want to do? Who's
number
next?
Three.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go ahead and put the team that's atop the AFC right now.
The Dolphins?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
All right.
That offense is looking so ridiculously explosive.
Okay. Okay. I like it.
And the defense is getting better. The defense has not topped off yet, but they're still figuring some things out.
Okay. So
top teams.
Do we want to go 5 and 6 here and keep the two as a suspense? What do you want to do, Javi? What do you got here?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were saying earlier, shake it off.
Okay.
At number five.
So Chiefs are five.
The Chiefs lost to the Eagles, Rich.
I'm aware of that, Javi. But how dare you put Taylor Swift in a corner? Five. How dare you put Taylor Swift in a corner? Nobody does that. Okay. Who's six? Who's six?
Six. It's like my man Chris said, the Ravens.
Wow.
You know, they're a good team and all. They look good most of the time, but who's gonna get that?
Okay, so who's two? Who's your two?
Come on.
Well, sir.
Who's your two,
Sunday
homie?
Night, we will see why the Dallas Cowboys are number two.
All right. All right, Hobby, thank you for your 2 cents. There you go.
Hobby.
There he goes. America's team.
I like Hobby
style. Guys are everywhere. Everywhere. I mean.
Jordan Seaton's a Cowboy fan from Washington, D.C.
I love that story.
What?
His mom Cowboys. Bet him. Mm-hmm. If Washington beats Dallas on Thanksgiving, you got to do the dishes. Cowboys win.
Their fan base.
And then halfway through the cleanup process, she gives them the look like, you're not going to let me pay off this bet entirely, are you?
Now, we all know that look.
Fantastic.
Rich, I'm telling you, bar New Jersey, I DJ that had a Dallas Cowboys room when I DJ there. Because there were that many fans in Jersey.
And those people didn't tip well? Is that why you hate them?
No, they were actually a great room. But don't go in there if you're a Giants fan.
No, you're not welcome.
Don't request songs either, right, Mike?
Yeah, no, you could do that. I wasn't
there. Let's go to Bob in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Hey.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Rich Eisen,
Thank
Del
you.
Toof, Jefferson, and all you out there on the panel in Los Angeles, sunshiny California.
What's up? Man. What's up, Bob in Oshkosh, Wisconsin? What's up?
Well, I'm kind of calling about our NBA tournament game. I am
yes,
calling
sir.
From your Tyrese Halliburton's hometown here.
Is he from Oshkosh? I didn't know that.
He's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He attended Oshkosh North.
How good was he there? He must have been really good there.
He was pretty good.
Okay.
Just watching this kid through his progression, it's just been crazy.
He is unbelievable.
Amazing. I've known his mother since, like, kindergarten, for real.
Wow. Wow,
I've known
Bob.
Him since he was a little shaver, yes.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're rooting for him over the Bucks tonight, or what are we doing?
I'm kind of tore the I love my Giannis, but I hope if Tyrese wins tonight, it'd be –
All right.
Very good, too. So
okay. All right.
I can double down on you. You know Mr. Sam Hauser over there for the C's?
Sam Hauser.
I'm childhood friends with his father.
Oh, man.
Look at this. Bob, man.
Sam Hauser.
My gosh, I didn't know. Bob in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, brought to you by 23andMe. Had no idea.
Six degrees of bad.
Did you hang up on Bob? Did you hang up
I'm
on Bob?
Sure. Bob's here.
Okay, you gave me this look like you were ready to get him out. Be careful.
I wasn't kidding.
All right, Bob. Now, let me ask you this question. How about Tyrese goes triple doubles and the Bucks advance? How does that sound? What do you think? We good with that?
I could go for that. Okay. But if Indiana beats Milwaukee tonight, it'd be okay, too. The folks here in Oshkosh, it's a pretty good vibe right now for Mr. Halliburton. So okay. We're all pretty proud.
And you're psyched about your Packers, too, Bob, I bet, right? You're psyched about your Packers right now?
I'm pretty much pretty happy with them, and I'm not really ready to put them on a panel yet, but
you should.
They're headed in the right direction.
They are. Bob, thanks for the call. That's Bob in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Now you make nice.
There you go. Well done. Packers fans, I mean, have got to be out of their skulls right now. Although you heard him say, you know, we're not putting him on. What did he say, on the panel just yet? Did he mean the six that were the our playoff committee for the NFL? Is that what he's referring to?
Yeah.
Man.
Halliburton's so good.
Let's go to Brandon in St. Louis. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What up, baby?
So I called it. First of all, Brockman, low key popcorn, great dinner option. Way to go,
Brandon. There may be children listening and viewing. It's not. Popcorn is not dinner, Brandon.
It's a snack,
Brandon.
Oh, it's all right. I'm a new dad. I have it all the time, even when my wife is in the house.
Wow, Brandon, let your freak flag fly, sir.
Get it?
Popcorn for dinner.
Get it?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Charlie Brown and the Guru had that for Thanksgiving dinner. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah, popcorn at the table.
All right. Yes.
So I called in before the season started. Predicted the Packers go 9-8.
Hold on a minute. Let me get this.
Oh, I think you're on to something.
Rich documented each and every one of these beers.
Where's my booklet?
Look in the drawer there.
Uh-oh,
right. All right, keep going. Keep going, Brandon.
I've got an overreaction Thursday.
What do we got?
Hold on a minute, Brandon. I found it. Hold on a minute, because I write it all down. Hold on. Hang on a second, sir.
You're a pipe-wielding professional.
Thank you, I am. I am. Hold on a minute. Here it is. Brandon in St. Louis. By the way, let's see if you got it right. You had him losing to the Bears at first. Come on, man. And then you had them losing at Atlanta. Beating the Saints. Don't you think that, weren't they 1-2? They were 1-2, right? Where they lost in Atlanta, they beat the Bears, but then they lose the Saints at home? No, they beat them. They were 2-1. We got up on the screen. Then you had them losing to Detroit. You were right about that. You had them winning against the Raiders. That one lost. And then you had them losing to the Broncos after the bye. Correct. Then you had them beating the Vikings and the Rams. You got those right. You had them losing at Pittsburgh. You got that right. And then you had them. You had them winning against the Chargers, but losing the next two. Okay. Now, you had them winning four out of their final five. You might be right there. Brandon, look at you.
As a former quarterback of my favorite team once said, his name is escaping me right now. I think we could run the table.
Okay.
Okay. We could win the NFC North.
That's hot.
Is that an overreaction Thursday? Is that what you said?
For sure.
Yeah.
Winning
sure.
the North. Okay. I mean, I don't know.
You could run the table.
You could run the table, but I don't think that's enough to win the North.
Lions would have to.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you're three behind. You're three back. I mean, that's that too deep a hole. But you run the table, you will be the 7 or 6 seed nobody wants to face. The proverbial such team. You know. But I think you had too much popcorn for breakfast today, Brandon. But you take care. There you go. It's Brandon St. Louis. Jordan loves the guy. All right, screw it. I'll say it. What do you think? He's just going to start regressing now, you think?
No.
I don't. I think right now he is in a meeting room somewhere in a film room, and they are, I mean, do you think they might be just like throwing stuff at him? And I don't mean figuratively, like literally, just to get ready for all the objects that are going to be blitzing him the minute he steps on the field on Monday night. Right? Let's just see where your hot is, Jordan. Do you know who your hot is? And by the way, he might know who his hot receiver is. Will those young receivers know that they're the hot and turn around and be in the right spot for Jordan Love?
That's the question.
That's what the Giants are going to test Monday night.
Yep.
Let me tell you, he's got
gonna
three test, good ones.
And they're going to test to see if can the running backs block? Can they do that? Because there's going to be more people coming. And more people coming, and more people coming. Because that's what they normally do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, then Minnesota's going to have their say about that one too, don't you think? In week 17. So, He'll have more challenges coming his way, but does he look like he's going to wilt in the spotlight? I don't think so.
No, sir.
Like I said, he's got some good receivers on this squad.
That's what I'm saying, but will they be young enough to know, hey, they need to be on their quick game P's and Q's. Quick game better not suck, to use, you know, a phrase that you might be familiar with in New England.
I am. Yeah.
And, you know, and then, of course, Tommy DeVito is going to have a lot of Gary coming his way. So there you have it. So that's 7-6.
Interesting game.
I mean, you can't just, they're not that, they're good, but are they good enough to just ascribe them wins that they should get? Are we there yet for Green Bay?
No.
I kind of feel like that they're that good.
It can be.
Because
they're young.
Because as long as you are healthy and you can rush the passer and you can protect the passer, and you can run the football, and you've got a coach who can get in his bag. If they run the table, is Matt LaFleur the coach of the year?
Probably not.
Then who would be? Why would you give it to D'Amico Ryans over Matt LaFleur? Just because...
We thought the Texans would stink this
year. Well, everybody thought the Packers would stink.
Not
Aaron Rodgers not walking through that door.
Not top five pick in the draft.
They were discarded. They weren't winning the division. They weren't making the playoffs.
Yeah, but we thought the Texans would have a top five pick in the draft. So, which would go to Arizona.
Oh, man. And then after the Giants, I love talking Packers football. Home for Tampa, at Carolina. Then there's that Sunday night at Minnesota. Now, they got to win that one. Because if they do, they got a tiebreak over Minnesota. That could cost Minnesota the playoffs, period. That could knock them right out. And they could supplant them as the sixth seed. And then home for Chicago. Finish that one off, too. My gosh. Could they go 5-1 in division? They go 5-1 in division. And finish up 11-6, and you don't think that's a coach of the year right there? Make the playoffs? They got that out there right now. And it's exciting, because you can't sit here and say that that's impossible. Let's take a break. I've got my top five most intriguing matchups of week number 14. And then we've got Mike Conley of the Minnesota Timberwolves and David O. Yellow O. of the new hit show on Paramount Plus, Lawman Bass Reeves. That's coming up here on this busy Thursday.
Inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum.
Let's get inside of my father, John Glover. You know, we watched Talkville, and most of these episodes I never saw.
I didn't watch the show.
You never once saw yourself on Smallville.
In the beginning, I used to look at myself all the time and love to. And then as I get older, I stopped.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm older.
I was going to talk to you about that because you're 79.
Yeah.
How old do you feel?
11.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe talks with Stacking Deeds co-host Crystal Hammond.
I've always been a fan of nosy neighbors. I want nosy neighbors. They can tell you what's going on 10 times faster than you would know.
Again, what's she talking about, Doug?
Really?
We're repairing neighborhoods, but then we're into nosy neighbors. And
yeah, that's a career off of that.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Game time tickets, people. Go ahead and get your Game Time app and put it on your phone. It's very easy to do. And then you create your account. That's easy to do. And then you shop for tickets. That's easy to do. Two taps, you get your tickets. Boop. Just look for your concerts or your comedy shows. Maybe you can use Game Time tickets in Atlanta to go see Sarah Tiana.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
If you're traveling around, you can get tickets wherever you're going. If it's your hometown, obviously, you should use it year-round. And the best part about it this time of year, especially when you're probably buying a ton of gifts and watching your bank account go down, $20 off if you use my promo code of Rich. $20 off your first purchase. Again, you take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create your account. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Create that account and redeem the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Okay. I have my top five, and that requires you to play the drop. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
My top five most intriguing matchups of week number 14, and it starts in a spot where everybody about 3 weeks ago said, why? Why would this intrigue you? Why would Colts at Bengals intrigue you? Well, look what it looks like right now. 7-5 Minshew at 6-6 Browning. Who'd have thunk it? Prior to the season, it's like, okay, let's see what Anthony Richardson's going to look like in week 14 against Joe Burrow's Cincinnati Bengals. At that point in time, I'm like, is it possible his calf can hold up? How long ago is that? Jake Browning coming off of a 32 of 37, 350 some odd yard performance in which he also ran for a touchdown. Taking on an Indianapolis Colts team that, go figure this, could be 8-5 without a lot of Jonathan Taylor and without mostly Anthony Richardson. This is huge. Certainly if you think tonight the Steelers will improve to 8-5, and if the Bengals win this to go 7-6, this would be a huge tiebreaker. Right now the Bengals are deep 11th right now in the AFC playoff picture standings. They would leapfrog potentially maybe the Bills, maybe the Broncos, if you think they're going to lose to the Chargers. Definitely the Colts, because they'd have the same record and a tiebreak over them. And then there's the Colts. They can go to 8-5 and really solidify their position. And I'll tell you what, that would make Steelers at Colts quite the game for Kurt Warner and I to call in week 15 on NFL Network. Number four on the list, this kind of feels like the last chance saloon for the Seattle Seahawks at the 49ers. Let's see how San Francisco follows up their huge win, the game that they've been circling forever. Now they come home to take on a Seahawks team that is still reeling over a bunch of fourth down mistakes or inefficiencies in Dallas. That offense looked pretty damn good. Geno had a good game, but they need this. They cannot fall to 6-7. It's just that simple. They would be swept by the Rams and then swept by the 49ers to go 6-4. That is a hard tiebreak in division, a hard tiebreak in the conference. Once upon 6-3 to go lose 4 in a row, and then we'll see what the Niners do. It's entirely possible they will join the Cowboys and Eagles in the 10-win club by the end of the week. It's entirely possible that that does happen, and that would make them the one seed. So let's see what happens when the Niners and Seahawks take on each other. Number three, I'm putting this one more intriguing than that one. Rams at Ravens. Let's see what the Rams can do coming off of another win. They're back to 500. If they can go into Baltimore and knock off the Ravens in a spot where they boat raced Detroit, they boat raced Seattle, they did take one on the chin from Cleveland. But if the Rams can go in there and win this one and get to 7-6, that would vastly improve their playoff standing, although it's empty calories for tiebreaks because it's an AFC team. But boy, would that put a serious marker on the table for them. And then the Ravens coming off of a bye, this is what you would maybe consider a winnable game, and they need this one to go to 10-3. Certainly, if you think the Dolphins have an easy one on Monday night against the Titans to stay in front also of Kansas City and also stay in front of Jacksonville, who they're going to see in week 15. Now that is a pretty darn big football game with a lot of stakes. Ravens and Rams, it's fun. Aaron Donald taking on that stout running game of Baltimore. I look forward to this. It intrigues the heck out of me. Number two is Bills and Chiefs. I think this one kind of speaks for itself, but you understand what this means for the Bills. If they win this one, you know, it doesn't get easier for them with Dallas at home and Los Angeles next. But man, to put this one in their rearview mirror with a win would be incredibly significant. And set themselves up for a nice run, even potentially at the division. Don't forget that they have already beaten Miami. All they need to do is catch Miami in record. Now, they're way behind right now, and they, with a win, might not even get any closer, but it would be over if they lose this one for the division. And the Kansas City Chiefs, this is just for narrative purposes. I don't believe they're in danger of losing their division. And I think they would be in danger of maybe losing the one seed in a way if, again, they fall two behind in that regard with four to go. It's huge. I mean, and obviously the history and the quarterbacks and the Nance and the Romo of it all in front of the entire country. And then number one, speaking of the entire country, it is Philadelphia and Dallas. Philadelphia wins this. Dallas is eliminated essentially from the one seed and also from the division. They would sweep them. Dallas would have to be one better than Philadelphia in order to win the division. They would then have already lost to the two teams in front of them for the one seed. Philadelphia would be an 11-win team. They would quiet all the naysayers from David Carr to everyone else and say, we're cool, we're good. This division is ours, and we're printing a home playoff ticket. They have an opportunity to actually win a playoff spot with other results. And then Dallas, based on all of that, like I told you, they would be out of the running for the division in the one seed. However, if they win this one, they would have 15 straight wins at home. They would have a huge chance of winning this division. And even, I think, an outside chance of winning the one seed. Don't forget, they'd have to be one better than San Francisco at the end of the day, which I believe is a tall order. But it's definitely in the realm of possibility if they win this one. And all that nonsense of who have you really beaten except the Jets and the Seahawks at home and as being the only teams above 500 that you've beaten. They were one game over 500 each time. How does it sound to beat a team eight games over 500? And plus, they would really send Philadelphia reeling. Okay? They would really get a lot of question marks in between the temples of some Philadelphia Eagles with this win. And that's my top five.
Most intriguing. Oh, sure. Why not? All right, we'll get one more.
And I said it earlier, you know, when I was referring to the Colts and Bengals and them needing to win that game to improve their playoff standings. If you think the Broncos lose here in Los Angeles, and this is the last chance saloon for the Chargers, 5-8 would wrap it up. That would wrap up the division. That would wrap up the wild card. That's it. You 9-8 might give you a spot in the wild card race in the AFC. Maybe. Well, certainly not with you having lost to the Broncos. Nah. And I know they play him again later on. But this is last chance saloon. This is it. Chargers are now in must win, got to win pretty much every damn game territory. And for the Broncos to bounce back after their loss to the Texans to win this game would be massive for them because they have to go to Detroit next. And they're in the middle of a three-game road streak that they started with a deflating loss to Houston, who they can't lose sight of terribly because they don't have the tiebreak against them in the wild card race, and the Texans are taking on the Jets. So this is huge and intriguing because of it. Those are the top five most intriguing matchups of Week 14. Phone calls coming up. Mike Conley of the Timberwolves coming up. The star of Lawman Bass Reeves on Paramount Plus, David Oyelowo, is stopping by here on the Rich Eisen Show set. That's hour three. Lots of fun. And again, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Love seeing the phone lines lit. We will take some calls in hour number three. Why not? That's coming up. We're still here on the Roku channel. I could have named a few other ones, too. You know, I mean,
what else looks good to you?
I mean, there's a huge NFC South battle as well.
Yeah. Bucks Falcons. Huge. That's for first place.
That is huge. Right. I don't know. Jets and the Jaguars are just not intriguing to me. I'm just sorry. Yeah, that was about it. I could have
Jets Texans. You mean?
But is what I say? Jets Jaguars. My bad. Yeah, Jets Texans.
Jags right. Browns.
Jags Browns. I was going to go in that direction. I was twitching in that direction. But Flacco versus C.J. Beathard kind of scared me off.
Flacco starting? Is that?
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
With all due respect to DTR,
looked pretty good.
Why wouldn't he? I mean, from off the couch to almost beating the Rams on the road?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if they go to the kid. Oh, Trevor Lawrence did practice? Did he? Did I say it's a yes? Oh, my gosh. That would be unbelievable.
That guy's a Wolverine, man.
That guy could hardly get up the tunnel.
Ankle watch.
We'll be on ankle watch tomorrow.
Ankle watch.
Bud. All right, Mike Conley's joining us. We got a member of the 16-4 basketball team.
Surprise team in the league this year.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Look at us having an NBA player on.
Look at us.
Pat myself on the back.
You think you know Kilborn's watching, so he's got to be excited about
killer.
That. That's true.
Should I text him? What should I ask Mike Conley?
Yes.
Yes. Right. FaceTime him.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
1995, when WCW announces they're going to be live and head-to-head with Monday Night Raw, feels like this would have been something Vince would have kind of laughed off.
No, we did not like them moving to Monday nights. There were a lot of hotels. They all carried CNN, TBS, and TNT. Vince was convinced that Ted Turner had deviously done this deal to get in the hotels and keep us out.
Something to Wrestle, wherever you listen.